where you might just, well, not quite, but we're getting there. The first snowflake of the season isn't far away. It's not, and that's why my next guest has been running wild like a scalded dog through the underbrush in the backwoods of Michigan, lost most of the time. He won't admit it, but it's true. His name is Ron Rademacher. He's been lost more than anybody you can imagine on Michigan's back roads. This report, by the way, brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. He's been lost there before, too. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. All right, Ron Rademacher, come out of the woods, dust yourself off. What do you have to say for yourself, mister?
Good morning, Michigan. How y'all doing out there? I am back. I made it out of the woods. Thank you.
There you go. You got a couple of twigs in your hair there.
Yeah, I got. Well, you know what? Fall mushrooms are out.
They are not.
Up north. Up north here they are. Yeah, my yard's got them coming up. I'm up here by Grayling. You get out in the woods, fall mushrooms are starting to come up. So it's time to get out there and start looking around.
Stop. What are you finding?
Well, you know how poor I am on identification. So one to say what they are.
Well, chicken of the woods.
Because, you know, it's just something people need to be educated on.
Right.
I just go out there looking for other things, and oh, my God, look, we got mushrooms. So.
Right, but you don't know if they're safe or not safe or, you know.
No, I'm not. I've not had the training. I keep trying to schedule it, and I just haven't got it done.
Right, so don't eat them because you could take a trip and never leave the farm. That could be upsetting.
That could be the end of all things right there, man. You get one chance at that.
You got it. So what's on your schedule then? I mean, school starts for my kids next week, and to me that means it's over. Party's over. But you know, we got nice weather for a while, so what's in the mix?
Well, we got, you know, there are a few things coming up. We'll start with the road trip of the week because I don't want to skip over it. This happens in Harrisville. This is Harmony Week. I mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago. This is the second largest street arts and crafts fair in Michigan, second only to the one in Ann Arbor.
Right.
And they go on all week long. There are lots of events to choose from, you know, arts and crafts. They have a big parade, kids chalk art. What's wrong with me? Chalk art.
So yeah,
there's
mushrooms.
Several things wrong. Yeah, there's a list that's too long to go over. And the Sweet Adelines have been performing there for years. They'll be back, so there's music every night at the harbor. Great event, and they always have it just at this time of year. So head on over there. That's over on Lake Huron, by the way. If it gets too crowded for you on the West Coast, head to the East Coast.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so road trip of the week. There you go. And I guess I should ask this. It's getting into the latter part of August here. You're going to see a leaf changing soon. You know, you'll see a leaf changing from green to yellow to red in the UP first, where you kind of poke around a little bit. Any sightings yet, Ron?
None yet. And I was just there. I just got back yesterday. I was up there for a couple of days, but only along Route 2, which, by the way, for people who are planning to go the day after Labor Day, they're closing several miles of Route 2 from St. Ignace West, so you're going to get routed through Trout Lake. Just make sure you got gas and everything before you go over the bridge.
Or a car that floats if you're going through Trout Lake.
But I haven't really seen, you know, I looked carefully. I didn't really see anything yet, but it's coming. The air is different. The monarch butterflies are starting to arrive. So it won't be long. I'm going to keep a close eye. I'm going to have several trips up to the UP over the next few weeks, so you'll get up-to-date reports on that.
Well, there you go. Good to know. And I appreciate that. All right. So, where do you want to go next? Where do you want to focus on your incredible expertise and energy next?
Well, of course, I am going to go fly in hot air balloons this weekend in Kalamazoo, the big festival. 30 plus balloons. We're going to be flying at night. I understand you and Ivy can't make it, so I'm going to take Bob the Turtle along as a substitute mascot.
Bob the Turtle. Well, you know, and they've been so kind to invite me down to the Kalamazoo Hot Air Balloon Fest several times, and I greatly appreciate it. I do. But it's so hard for me to just say no to Northern Michigan this time of the year that we get drawn away. And like I said, it's the last weekend before school starts, and so I apologize. And I love flying in hot air balloons, and I love Balloon Fest.
Yeah, no, and I let them know. It took me 3 years to fit it into my schedule because we're always scheduled so far out that, you really have to block it off. So we got that going on. You got, hey, if you're going to make it up to the Upper Peninsula, they may be getting color already in the Porkies, and you've got the music festival up there that's been going on for 25 years, I think.
The annual Porkies Music Festival.
The annual music festival. They got one indoor stage or two indoor stages in case of bad weather. One outdoor stage. That's
right.
A big event.
All right, good. And for food and fairgrounds, where do you want to go?
Well, food and fairgrounds. You know what? You know, you could go to Hancock. They have a county fair going on there, one of the last ones of the year. Lots of great lumberjack shows. And, of course, your favorite, every kind of pasty imaginable. There are all kinds of people coming out of the woods to bring out their great-great-grandma's pasty recipes. So that'll be there for you, Steve.
I never tried to make one of those. I really should look into that. I should. Let's see here.
Give you something to do over there. Maybe you can improve on, you know, your overall cooking, and you can always give them away as gifts.
Well, I tried to cook. It's for you. Very nice, Ron.
Yeah, keep them as long as you want.
Get a gallon of milk. See if you can choke that down.
It's just like the fruitcakes used to be. So
DeWitt holding on to the old 27 motor tour. Tell me about this event.
Yeah, this is they just started this up again a few years ago. It's the old US 27. This is a 7-day tour, and hundreds of classic cars make it. I believe they start with our friends down there in Coldwater, and they make their way along, and they'll come all the way up US 27. If you Google, you know, old US 27 motor tour, you can find out what day they're coming through, what day they'll be in your town. It only goes on for 7 days, but there'll be festivals and events at every one of those towns.
Well, there you go. That sounds like fun. We got room for one more real quick. What do you got? One more for me. Oh, look, it's Ron Rademacher at the Westland Library. There he is.
I'm going to be doing my very first color tour presentation of the fall season. One of the highlights is the color tour train. And you might want to get on this because they will book up fast October 12th and 13th out of Kalkaska.
Ride that cowboy.
I'll be here tomorrow night.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Westland Library Thursday. Ron Rademacher, everybody. Oh, there you go. If you want to get on here, by the way, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. Promote your town, your festival, your event, you know, whether you're having a Porky Music Festival or a Harmony Week or a weather balloon event or a hot air balloon event, all of it. You can find Ron Rademacher. Hey, Ron, don't run out yet. Hey, Ron! Well, he's on his way to Westland. Ron Rademacher, thank you, my friend.
I'm on my way to that weather balloon event there, Steve, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Talk to you about it.